Hello everyone, welcome to our brand new episode of the Internet's Most Hated Mafia-themed geek podcast, Lone Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only, show's main host and frontman, the Reverend Godfather. And I have for you today, this week, this month, well, either way, we're going to let Professor Farnsworth take it away.
Good news, everyone.
That's right, we have good news, everyone. What is that good news? This week's episode, or in this episode, we are not doing an angry rave. We're not doing an angry rant. We're not doing an angry review. We're not even doing a regular review, regular rant, regular rave, or regular concerns or drama or anything like that. We're here to give all of you out there an interview. An interview, say. You haven't done that one of those in a long while. That's right. We're doing an interview. And who did we interview? We interviewed the wonderful Emily Kiefer. That's right. We interviewed this wonderful author today at our local library here in Martinsburg, West Virginia. We're not going to give too much details on the who's, the what's, when's, and where. We're going to let the interview speak for itself. But either way, she is the author of the book, The Stars on Vita Felice Court. And all the links to where to find her book will be in the description down below with our right before our own links. So again, we're going to let the interview speak for itself right now, right here. Ladies and gentlemen, and those who are listening, whomever you might be, I am here with Emily Kiefer, who is a local author. We are at the Martinsburg Public Library, where she is promoting her first book. First off, tell me a little bit about yourself, Emily.
Sure, Chris. My name's Emily Kiefer. I was born and raised in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Went to local high schools, participated in local programs, grew up as a 4-H'er in the area. So I was very pleased to be able to focus the book, even though it's fiction, on the same area that I love so much.
So, folks, I know this is going to annoy some of you out there. I don't care. I love annoying all of you. You mentioned earlier today that there is some act, even though this is a work of fiction.
Yeah.
First of all, the book is titled The Stars on Vita Felice Court.
Yes.
Okay. just making sure that everything is pronounced
correctly.
Absolutely. A lot of the locate, as you stated, based on a lot of it, here in Berkeley County, West Virginia, local,
yes.
Martinsburg. How much of it is kind of, I know you said some of it is actual happen. How much of it is legit and some of it is not legit?
That's a great question. I'd say if we're using percentages, I would honestly say it's about a 70-30 fiction, nonfiction. Nonfiction meaning kind of based on things I actually went through, places that actually exist, and then that 30% kind of bending the story, making it fiction. And names, of course, are not
like
the same either.
Change the names to protect those who may not be innocent.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit, even though, I'll say this, from my part, for a lot of folks out there that might complain, say, oh, you didn't read the book. What I read, if I read it, is my opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that's selling the book.
Yeah.
What is the book about?
Sure. So the book is a YA fiction novel. I would describe it as a story of self-love and a story of someone's journey through dealing with some of the issues that a small town might bring, that common feeling of wanting to get out. So it definitely follows that journey of getting out in a very unique way that you'll read about, hopefully, and also just the journey after that as well, because there's always that after story. So it follows that journey to what the main character thinks is the answer, quote unquote, and it also follows her through that as well afterwards and leads home. So
you said it follows like the life of somebody living in a small town.
Yes.
I know this is going to sound like a goofy question.
You're fine.
Are there, and you said prior that you currently live in a small town, a population of 600.
Yes.
Have you noticed a lot of stereotypes that are common and put that in the book that
most people might recognize?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. And as I've done a few book signings and been able to talk to, been able to talk to readers and people in the community of all ages, it's super interesting to kind of hear the words, you know, oh, I know how that feels, or oh, I grew up in a small town, or, you know, and I think those stereotypes are definitely there, but, you know, I also have noticed that I've come back to that small town. Other people have come back to their small town. So I really just think it's about that journey. But yeah, definitely some similarities.
You also stated that even though this is your first time publishing a book, what was that experience for you?
It was very collaborative. I worked with a publishing company who was very collaborative. I didn't design the cover. I basically submitted my manuscript and worked through it from start to finish with several editors, several designers, and got it to the end process. So I was not alone by any means. It was a great experience.
Now, I'm just wanting, my first time interviewing a female author. So please forgive some of the questions. I don't mean it in any disrespect.
No worries.
Is there a difference between publishing as a as a woman versus someone that might be approached, you know, from a male standpoint, or is there? Trying to get a perspective here.
That's a good question. I think, at least from what I've noticed, as long as you have a no matter who you are, I think as long as you have a good idea for a story and are willing to take constructive criticism, I've noticed that's more of the key rather than, like, you know, gender attitude, things like that. But I think that as long as you're willing to hear, this whole part needs rewritten, you know, or this whole part needs moved, I think no matter who you are, as long as you're willing to take that kindly and move forward with it and still passionately, at least with the other authors I've worked with, it's a similar thing. So as long as you can do that, I think you're golden.
I think the reason why I asked it such that is because there might have been stories floating around saying, oh, because I am a female author, the people that I went with try to make me insert this because I am a female author, mm-hmm. or versus, you know, certain aspects.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure, you know, from your standpoint, your experiences, how that, you know, might be different than
Absolutely.
Someone coming in off the street, you know, saying, no, that's not what happened to me.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I'd rather it be a personal experience and, like, well, it might be this exception to the rule, or what each person's experience is different.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You also said that this is, you're also developing a second book.
Very slowly.
Very slowly. What was the time, how long did it take you to write this book?
So this book took about 4 years. I was in school at the time, full-time and working full-time, so it took me quite some time to write it.
So hopefully the second time around is not
I agree
as long, but what so far what troubles have you experienced with writing the sequel to this?
I would say the biggest struggle I've experienced so far is just because I am continuing with a lot of the same story, just moving it forward, deciding on how much to rehash, I guess, you know, kind of like a
where
TV
the balance,
series
where the balance
right.
is
mm-hmm. exactly
I don't
that's
mean
really
to
it
use
so far
use him as an example, like Stephen King in The Dark Tower.
Right.
He had to obviously rehash some aspects of each of the characters, plus try to define who's going to get a story arc, who's not, and how to also progress the story.
Right.
Granted, you know, I'm sure that's what you're trying to explain in this.
Definitely.
You know. If anybody else has additional questions, feel free to pipe up. we're gaining an audience here.
Yeah.
who's your? I know this is going to be a standard question. Do you have a favorite character in this?
I would say my favorite character is the character of Meemaw. She is someone that isn't focused on too much in this book, but it is a plan for the second one. And she is a 90-year-old woman. She's the great-grandmother of the story. So I think she's my favorite. I think she has the most potential moving forward.
What's the word for it? She's the matriarch of the family? Or
yes, in a way. A quiet one, but yes.
It's like everybody goes to Meemaw for advice and aspect. I don't mean this as a type of disrespect.
You are fine.
Uh, female-centric book, or is it a, you know, male-centric? Meaning, again, to use a reference for a lot of the older listeners that might be out there, a book by Judy Blume called It's Me, Margaret.
Gotcha.
Dear God, yeah. It's Me, Margaret, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, where it's a female-centric book versus Superfudge, which is more of a sibling and male-centered book.
Gotcha.
So it's more of a, along the lines of a, from a female, a girl standpoint,
yes.
or a young woman's standpoint.
Absolutely.
So just to give you, you know, to give the listeners a
yeah.
context, it's like I'm trying not to be in any way disrespectful
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely, no problem.
So it would, folks at home, I'm trying to do it. I'm going against a professional because Emily, I think she stated she is a journalist for the local paper. She has a lot more qualifications than I do in this matter. So, other than Mimo, do you have an additional character? What I should say, what's it like to bring these characters to life for the first time?
It's really fun for me. Excuse me, a lot of them have similar qualities to people in real life. So again, that's kind of that 70-30 there with the things that have stayed the same. So I've enjoyed picking the best qualities out of people and keeping those in the book.
For the folks out there that are more geeky in that, it's like choosing the I guess the D&D folks will know this a little bit better. It's like choosing that personality for your character that is based on somebody that, or another character that you know that, because it's, to use an analogy, it's like dirty jeans. It's comfortable. You're putting them on. They might be stink,
yeah.
but they're comfortable. They're broken in. You wore them. They're washed. They're dirty. Yes, they're fun. That's the characters here.
Definitely.
If I may.
Sure.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is I'm picking up one of her books. I don't want to do something that might be out of line for most people. It's, yes, it's about to, other than, what's the B story?
What is it?
The B story. The main story is pretty much her, the character, main character escaping the small town. What's
yes.
the B story? What some might see the B story. The.
I would say appreciating that which is around her along the way. I think there's actually like the physical escaping, but also like
dealing
I mentioned with the self-love.
Dealing with the friends, dealing with family, the conflicts between that.
Yes.
I think that's the first time you heard somebody say the B story
yeah, that's
or
interesting.
C story.
I like
because
that.
when you see certain TV shows, they have a major overarching story.
Yeah.
The B story is maybe if it's a buddy cop TV show, it's what's the A story is what's happening, the crime that both officers or detectives are solving. The B story is something going on with one of the detectives.
Right.
And, you know, that's the B story.
Yeah.
And obviously some stories have a C story and so forth and so on.
Definitely.
But that's the B, what I meant by B story. So, on that note, where can people find your book?
They can find it at the local library if they're locally here in Martinsburg. We heard from Ms. Samantha that they've got the ebook and, one of the paperbacks or hardbacks here, and they can also find it on Amazon by searching the title or my name. So yeah.
And folks at home, I'll provide a link, Amazon link to the book if
sure.
any and all people are out there interested in this. Side note, for those at home, and we're going to have a review because normally we've been doing this for roughly 7 years, so we haven't had a review from our co-host. We're going to have Emily do a review on how we did in regards to her
sure.
first podcast interview.
Yes, absolutely.
So, how'd I do?
Wonderful, Chris. Thank you for
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
I'm excited to listen to it for
so,
the first time, too.
Hopefully this will be up for folks at home. It's up when it's up. Hopefully this will be up over the next couple of days. And I do thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Chris.
For this.
You're
and
wonderful.
Does anybody have any questions? Comments?
Good.
Possible smart remarks? No? Okay.
Thank
you all.
Welcome back, everybody. What can we say? This has been a wonderful episode. Special thanks to Emily for allowing us to record this interview. And thank you, Emily, for being a part of our show. It was wonderful to have you. Hope you could come back when whenever you want to, just contact us. Number two, as always, the links to find our link, in this case, to find our book, will be in the description down below, right before our links. So please, if you get a chance, you want to find out more about the book, I suggest buying the book. I'm sure it's reasonably priced. We'll probably be picking up in the near future. Number three, I think it is right now. If you have any questions, comments, or what have you, please do so by emailing us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or leaving a comment in the pinned post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. And number four, well, I can't really believe that this has been a short episode. Yeah, it's stunning for me. It's probably one of our shortest yet. I think the last time we had an episode this short, it was our interview that we had at Otakon last year. So either way, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Emily, for being a part of our show. We'll see you next time. I'm out. Who knows what's going to be next week. Take care. I'm the Reverend Godfather. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Longcoat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.